More political turmoil, this time in Australia, where a new government has been formed by Prime Minister Julia Gillard's Labour Party and a coalition of independents. Gillard became the country's first female PM in June, but in the general election that followed last month, no party won a clear majority. Almost 2 weeks of intense negotiations ended in the agreement reached Tuesday, a minority government one lawmaker called beautiful in its ugliness. Richard Glover is with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. He's on the phone from Sydney. Good day, Richard.
Good day, Leanne.
Now, this is the first time since 1940 a clear winner as prime minister hasn't been known immediately after an election. This sounds familiar. I think the United States went through this when Al Gore and George Bush were running for president.
You had a handful of people in Florida. We've got a handful of people in Port Macquarie. In this election, it was quite bizarre. They both ended up with 73 seats in the House of Reps. In the popular count, not that that matters so much in our system, but this is in a country of 22 million people. There was a moment a couple of days ago when the count between those two parties was 23 votes separated them. 23 votes. So it all came down to these five independents from what we call the bush, rural farming communities, and they ended up with all the power, and they got to decide.
Her opposition was from the Liberal Party, was Tony Abbott. But explain how Gillard got to be prime minister, because she wasn't elected at first. Am I correct?
Yeah, this confuses Americans, and to be honest, Leanne, it sometimes confuses Australians too, because part of our political system feels very American. We have these presidential-style races in which the leaders go up against each other, and a lot of people, who, when they go to the poll, feel that they're voting for something like a president, for a leader. But it's not an American system, it's a British system, and the role of Prime Minister is not even in our Constitution. All that's in the Constitution is that individuals, communities, elect people who go to Canberra, and they form parties, and the parties get to choose who will be the leader, and the parties can change their mind. And so that's what happened a few months ago. The Labour Party was in power. They had the most seats in the House of Representatives. They collectively decided that the Prime Minister wasn't doing a good job anymore. They ditched him.
Why should Americans care?
It's not a dramatic thing, I don't think, in some ways. It's important for Australians, obviously. I think the drama from now on is how long it will last. Remember, this all comes down to how many votes you can command in the House of Representatives. She is so close now. She's only held power by this one vote. So I know this seems a grim discussion, but it comes down to this. If any one of the 150 members of Parliament dies, then suddenly you've got a by-election in their seat, and suddenly you've got the chance of the government changing. The main newspaper here, the Sydney Morning Herald, yesterday actually talked to an insurance broker about the likelihood of this happening. Given the age of parliamentarians, they're about 50 on average, there's a 75% chance, they concluded, that one of them would die of something in the 3 years. You can almost imagine Julia Gillard going around and removing the salt shakers from the tables in the Labour caucus party room, making sure that no one looks red in the face. Sit down. Take it easy. Please, don't have that bacon and eggs for breakfast.
Richard Glover is the host of Drive on ABC. That's Australian Broadcasting Corporation radio in Sydney. Thanks very much.
Leanne, thank you.